91X News.
It's 6 degrees and lightly raining at 4 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Brock Butler. Dozens of university students have shown up for the first court appearance of the man accused of dumping liquefied feces on strangers in Toronto, where his case was put over to next week. The 23-year-old was arrested downtown on Tuesday night. His case had been moved to a larger courtroom to accommodate lots of onlookers. Many of them students are from the University of Toronto and elsewhere. Belleville Council held a special meeting last night to hear proposals on what to do with the Memorial Arena property downtown. There were four proposals in total. One was from RMS Canada Holding Incorporated. It features a large commercial space with a pair of residential towers. It was presented with computer-rendered models and videos showing space for shops and stalls inside on the lower floors. One of the people behind the project is Al Sorti. Here he explains why he wanted to build in Belleville instead of larger cities.
The next method to my madness, why am I doing this in Belleville? Because it's cheaper to do it in Belleville. This project here, the $42 million project in the City of Toronto, we're looking at $200 million. So $42 million would bring me decent return on my money. As much as I can say I love Belleville and I want to help people out there, I'm also a businessman at the end of the day. This is not only going to create taxes for people in government, Belleville, but also producers who have decent return on the money, and it would give something that me and my next generation would be proud of.
The plan would result in the demolition of the Memorial Arena, though they plan on preserving the building's facade facing Market Street. A Napanee man continues his long fight with the town council over having trailers housing homeless people on his property. Scott Drader currently houses 13 people in the trailers on his property, but city council may decide to have these trailers removed, putting these people back on the streets. Several protesters were lined up outside Napanee Town Hall to put pressure on the councilors to let the trailers stay. The council decided at their meeting last night to give a 2-week extension before making their decision. The Canadian Food Inspection Agency had issued a recall for romaine lettuce grown in the Salinas area of California. Smiley's in Trenton is one of many grocery stores in the area that have been affected by the recall. John Smiley is the owner.
Pretty much anything you think of salad-wise in the store probably contains romaine. So we had to go through, based on the Canadian Food Inspection Agency recall notices, that kept increasing. So we got one recall to pull romaine, and then they expanded.
Smiley's owner recommended everyone to properly clean and cook all of their food before eating. An independent think tank has released a report 5 years in the making on how to address climate change without killing the economy. The Ecofiscal Commission says quadrupling the carbon price by 2030 is the easiest and most cost-effective way for Canada to meet its climate change targets. However, federal NDP leader Jagmeet Singh says there are other methods besides hiking carbon taxes.
I think that carbon pricing is absolutely a part of the path forward, but it's not the only thing. And there's a host of measures that I've outlined that I think need to be taken. That's investing in public transit, retrofitting homes, building more sustainable homes.
While it might be the toughest plan to sell because the costs of carbon taxes are highly visible, the commission says rebates would also grow to keep the tax revenue neutral. Ontario is introducing new measures to combat bullying in schools, including more training for teachers and a review on how incidents are reported. Education Minister Stephen Leshay says his goal is to keep students safe, and educators will learn anti-bullying techniques.
We want to make sure that education workers have the tools and resources that they need. This training will focus on de-escalation. It will help to reduce instances of bullying, support our victims, and help students feel the empathy that they deserve.
The provincial government will also be reviewing the definition of bullying in its policies to make sure they tackle all forms of bullying, including cyberbullying. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter has been released from an Atlanta hospital. Ed Donahue reports.
The 95-year-old 39th president had been in Emory University Hospital for 2 weeks. He had surgery to relieve pressure on the brain by bleeding from a fall. Jimmy Carter fell in the spring. That led to hip replacement surgery. He fell twice last month and hit his head at least once. A spokeswoman for the Carter Center says Jimmy Carter and his family are looking forward to Thanksgiving at home in Plains, Georgia, where he will continue his recovery. I'm Ed Donahue.
A Brooklyn man has been arrested on charges that he tried to help the Islamic State group in part by encouraging attacks on New York's subway system. Aaron Katursky reports.
At 40, Zachary Clark appears to be a latecomer to the Islamic State. It was March when federal prosecutors said he began to disseminate ISIS propaganda using encrypted apps. He first declared his allegiance to ISIS in July, court records said, and repeated the pledge just last month. The FBI said he'd been communicating with two of its confidential sources, so Clark never posed a danger. But he allegedly tried to incite attacks by posting instructions for how to pick a target, conduct surveillance, and avoid detection. He's charged with attempting to provide material support to ISIS and distributing information related to explosives. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
A snow emergency has been declared in Minneapolis. Ryan Burrows reports.
The emergency declaration means residents have to move their parked cars off of streets so plows can get through. Residents south of Minneapolis had nearly a half a foot of snow by Wednesday morning. The snow is moving to northern Wisconsin, but Mother Nature isn't done with the region yet. A post-Thanksgiving storm expected to sock Fargo and parts of southwest and northwest Minnesota with up to 16 inches of snow in the coming days. Ryan Burrow, ABC News.
That's QNET News on 91X 2407. Sports is next.
Mark Snowfrills is your holiday planning headquarters. From turkey and all the trimmings to ready-made appetizers. If you're planning a gathering, Mark Snowfrills has you covered. From Christmas dinner to New Year's Eve parties, make sure to check the President's Choice Insider's Report for great ideas during this festive season. Mark Snowfrills, Bell Boulevard, just east of Sydney. Our prices won't be beat at Christmas, New Year's, or anytime. And from all the staff at Mark Snowfrills, all the best for a Merry Christmas and the happiest of New Year's.
In sports, the Calgary Flames are doing their best to focus on hockey with the future of head coach Bill Peters still up in the air amidst allegations he directed racist comments on one of his players in the minors 10 years ago. Peters is still employed by the team, but will not be behind the bench when the Flames visit the Buffalo Sabres tonight. Flames forward Mikhail Backlund says he was surprised by allegations, adding that he had a great relationship with Peters in Calgary.
Oh, Bill's been great to me, so, and the group, nothing bad to say about Bill. So he's been, we had a great regular season last year, and he was a big part of it.
The Maple Leafs will try to keep, go 3-0 on under new leadership with Sheldon Keefe tonight when they play on the road against the Detroit Red Wings. The Raptors look to stay perfect at the Scotiabank tonight when they host the Knicks. Toronto is 7-0 at home on Mondays after Monday's win over Philadelphia. Canada's RJ Barrett is hoping it'll be a homecoming. However, his first NBA game at home is up in the air because of illness. He is listed as questionable. Still with RJ Barrett, It was announced today that he will play for Canada's Olympic team in the June Olympic qualified tournament. The 19-year-old announced his decision ahead of his matchup tonight against the Toronto Raptors. The streaking Belleville Senators look to continue their solid play tonight at home when they face off against the Lavelle Rocket. The Senators are 7-2-1 in their last 10 games as they hope to climb in AHL standings. Puck drop is at 7 p.m. Tomorrow there are three games on the NFL slate for Thanksgiving Day in America. The Detroit Lions will host the division rival Chicago Bears in the early afternoon game, followed by the Dallas Cowboys hosting the Buffalo Bills mid-afternoon. The night game will be in Atlanta as the Falcons host the New Orleans Saints. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. For the forecast for Belleville, there is a special weather statement in effect for Northumberland County, Belleville, and Quinney West. Strong southwestern winds gusting up to 80 kilometers are expected to develop in the early evening in the wake of a sharp cold front blasting through eastern Ontario. The strongest winds will be along exposed areas of the Lake Ontario shoreline, where there is possibility of wind gusts approaching 90 kilometers in one or two places. Winds will veer to the west and east and ease after midnight tonight. Strong winds may break tree branches and damage loose items. Isolated power outages are also possible. The lower Trent Conservation is also issuing a water safety statement for the possible shoreline flooding. Tomorrow will be 3 degrees with a mix of sun and cloud and a 30% chance of showers in the morning. It's 4:11 and it's 6 degrees. QNET News on the air and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook. I'm Brock Biller, QNET News. News on 91X, next at 5.